If there was an award for the best farmer's tan, she'd be sure to win it. Pam Jahnke and the Farm Report.
I don't know about you, but sometimes reading about things, even watching videos, it just doesn't strike a note with me. I'm one of those people that learns best by doing, and that's kind of where we're focused in today for our Checkoff Chat, brought to you courtesy of your Beef Checkoff Dollars, the Wisconsin Beef Council, and our friends with the Equity Livestock Sales Association. And I'll tell you, we've been speaking quite a while now about farmers telling their stories, sharing what they do on a day-to-day basis with our consuming public and how important that can be. Sometimes we need to share not just with the consumers that are going to the grocery store, but professionals that may be out there. Joining us today is Lauren Bry. She is with Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, partners of the Wisconsin Beef Council. Lauren, thanks for taking a couple minutes to talk with us about your partnership with the Wisconsin Beef Council. First, let's go back. For people that may have not been paying attention through the winter months, Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative might be a slightly new name for some of them. Explain what Edge is.
Well, thanks, Pam. Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative was formerly known as the Dairy Business Milk Marketing Cooperative when we launched with our new name in November 2017. And we provide nearly 800 dairy farmers in 9 Midwestern states with a strong voice, the voice of milk, in Congress with customers and within their communities. We were established in 2010, and we have seen great growth over our 8 years as a co-op, and we continue to work to provide added value to our members, not only through the technical services we provide through verification of milk, bulk tank calibrations, and market information, but again, through being that voice in Congress with customers and then helping our members use their own voice and amplifying their voice within their communities.
So it's obviously a dairy group. So people might say, well, wait a minute, why is a dairy group partnered up with the Wisconsin Beef Council? I think sometimes we have a tendency to categorize our livestock a little bit, Lauren. Why did Edge decide that it was a good partnership to work with the Wisconsin Beef Council?
Well, this is an amazing partnership because dairy farmers not only produce milk, but we are big contributors to the beef supply through our dairy bull calves and cull cows, and that's not necessarily a well-known fact, but dairy farmers do provide a lot of beef to the supply chain and are also funding the beef checkoff through that. So it's also, not only are we producing milk and beef, but all of agriculture needs to work together. And this is just one way that we're doing that.
Yeah. And one of the beautiful ways that the Edge Dairy Cooperative works with the Wisconsin Beef Council is helping them coordinate farm-to-fork tours. We've heard about these before. It's an opportunity for anybody to come on out to the farm, learn a little bit more. It's not just limited to June dairy events or things like that. So how did that come about, Lauren? And tell me a little bit about how they're organized and what benefits you've seen.
Well, great. The Farm to Fork tours, as you said, provide an excellent opportunity for people to get out on the farm. But the Beef Council does an awesome job planning and coordinating these to really reach those influential audiences like dietitians or teachers, chefs, people in the public health field, and more. So they're really targeting those influencer audiences that can reach more people. And we are happy to collaborate with them by having our dairy farmer members be stops on the tour. So the Beef Council, they know all the great beef farmers in Wisconsin. And when we have a targeted location picked out, we try to find a dairy farmer in that area and a beef farmer or two, make those our stops on the tour. So not only do we help get our members exposed and engaged with customers through these tours, but we provide milk for attendees on the tours and talk about the nutrition of milk. We talk about the nutritional value of beef, and then we get on the farm and we show them. Like you said in your intro, Pam, there's no better way to connect and learn than to get out on the farm, meet the farmers, and show people firsthand how farmers raise a safe, affordable and nutritious food supply, because seeing is believing, connecting on our values, and research from the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance has shown that Americans are increasingly confident in the way that farmers and ranchers grow food, but there is still room for improvement, and We know that customers do trust farmers, but again, that one-on-one interaction, that getting people out on the farm, nothing beats it. And the Beef Council does do pre-tour surveys and post-tour surveys so that we can gauge people's knowledge before and after the tours, and we really are seeing progress. And again, like I said, they're targeting those influencers who can reach more people and make a bigger impact.
I think what stuns me, Lauren, when I'm a witness to these farm to fork tours is it doesn't matter what educational level we're dealing with, whether it's school kids or, like you said, even cardiologists or those in the health profession. Everybody always has questions or misunderstandings about what they think happens on a farm. It doesn't matter your educational level.
Yes, that is very true. And the questions range, you know, everything from what is the difference between a cow and a calf, or, you know, just explaining the difference between a dairy cow or a beef cow and how they're maybe raised differently on those different types of farms, but all the way to the questions about antibiotics or hormones or, you know, what cows eat or organic and local and all types of questions. So it really is eye-opening, and it is a great way for us to get people on the farm and to help move their perception in the positive direction of agriculture.
What do the dairy farmers that maybe EDGE helps to coordinate with the Wisconsin Beef Council, what do those dairy farmers generally have to say when they've been exposed to that audience, Lauren? You know, we are always impressed by the questions that consumers may ask us, but I've got to believe that it can change some dairy farmer or beef producers' perceptions at the end of the tour, too.
It definitely does, Pam. We just had a tour actually a few weeks ago, one of our members, and he, you know, said to me afterwards, it really reiterated his passion for doing this and having tours, because it's just reaching that group, and the value cannot be downplayed. It's so important, and I really think it's re-energizing, to be honest with you. You know, you get out on the farm, and you might be a little bit nervous to have people on your farm, but once you get them out there and you have those conversations with them one-on-one and you see their interest and you can show them what you're doing, it really does make an impact. And, you know, we're all people. We're all interested in where our food comes from. We all want to learn about it. And I think it was really re-energizing. It was just a great positive experience for not only the tour attendees but our farmer as well.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and the thing we got to remember is, although we're talking about those partnerships with Beef Checkoff and obviously consumers and users, that kind of thing, but anytime you get a chance to share your story in whatever arena, it does seem to pay benefits.
Yes, it does. And I think it's increasingly important as well, as agriculture shrinks, we need to stretch our dollars farther and keep working together across our commodities and species to get those positive stories of agriculture to our customers. And there's no better way to connect with our customers than to get them out on the dairy and beef farms, show them what we're doing, have them meet our farmers, and again, just working together to make that impact.
Boy, very good point, given the economic climate that a lot of our Wisconsin dairy farms and beef producers, for that matter, are working with. Thank you, Lauren. Lauren Bry's along with us. She is a staff member with EDGE Dairy Farmer Cooperative, headquartered up in Green Bay. And like she said, this farm-to-fork tour opportunity they help coordinate with the Wisconsin Beef Council is a win-win situation. Not only do you get to decision-makers, influencers, people that might not otherwise have any exposure to Wisconsin agriculture, you also have a chance to let farmers, dairy farmers, beef producers alike, recognize just how important their job is and how people need to know more on the details that you take care of every day. Lauren Bry along with us from EDGE Dairy Farmer Cooperative. It is your Checkoff Chat, brought to you courtesy of your Wisconsin Beef Checkoff dollars, as well as our partnership with the Equity Livestock Sales Association, helping those dollars go just a little bit farther. And that's your Checkoff Chat. Don't forget, for more information on how Checkoff dollars are being spent, or great news about what Wisconsin's beef industry is all about, on the web, go to beeftips.com or follow along on social media, Facebook, for example. Look for the Wisconsin Beef Council. And that's your Checkoff Chat for today.
This is the Farm Report with Pam Yonke.